You're with 360 Documentaries on ABC Radio National. I'm Gretchen Miller, filling in for Brent Clough. It's been a turbulent year for the remote, mountainous Muslim nation of Kyrgyzstan. In April, a street-led revolution kicked out President Bakiyev, and in the power vacuum that followed, violence erupted between ethnic groups in the south of the country, sending hundreds of thousands of refugees across the border into neighbouring Uzbekistan. As the country was still reeling from grief, the government pushed through a groundbreaking referendum to bring in parliamentary democracy, the first country to do so in Central Asia. 2 months ago, James West travelled to Kyrgyzstan for the historic elections and discovered a new generation taking charge of political life. They're known as the post-Soviets, people born entirely after the fall of the Soviet Union. They're energetic, pro-democratic, and fighting growing nationalism. Here's Bloody Optimism by James West.
I see angry confrontations on the street almost every day here. The snipers shot from the mountains. Fires stopped when they reached my house. My house wasn't burned, but my husband was killed. In June, 400 people were killed in Kyrgyzstan south, in clashes between Kyrgyz and Uzbeks, the largest minority here. I've never been to a place so full of recent trauma. I can see it in people's faces. It's everywhere I look.
Now I see only the ruins of those burned houses. I see only deserted empty streets. And I see the faces of the people full of tragedy. Kyrgyzstan used to be a country, an island of democracy, and now I don't know how we are heading now, but I see Kyrgyzstan as a failed state, you know. I don't see any future for my children.
But after a year of violent revolution and ethnic clashes, Kyrgyzstan is also a place of great change. A generation born entirely after Kyrgyzstan's independence is coming of age.
We must shift from the old Soviet thinking to new thinking. We should depend only on ourselves. And I agree with the Chinese philosopher Confucius, who once said that people deserve the government they get. I think when people change, politicians will also change.
And this is why I'm here in Kyrgyzstan, a place most people can barely spell, let alone point to on a map. This country combines three big journalistic interests of mine: Asia, changing governments, and the power of young people. In the only country with both US and Russian military bases, a great experiment is about to take place here. Central Asia's first parliamentary elections, real democracy. And it's young people driving the change.
Democracy, real democracy, is existing in only one country in the world, in Kyrgyzstan. Because people still believe in justice in this country, still believe.